Jeremiah chapter 41, the massacre at Mizpah. But however noble was the attitude of Gedaliah, the report of the conspiracy was unhappily true. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the seed royal, and the princes of the king, even 10 men with him, came unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and they did eat bread together in Mizpah. This reference to eating bread together is sadly reminiscent of other murders. Amnon was slain by Absalom at a feast to which he had invited him. And of Messiah himself it was prophetically written, "Mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." And so it came to pass when Judas betrayed the Lord on the occasion of the Last Supper, and Jesus knew it all beforehand. "I speak not of you all," he said, "I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me." But Gedaliah did not know. Then arose Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men that were with him, and smote Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and slew him whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Not only so, but Ishmael also slew some 70 or 80 men who had come up from the north to Mizpah. We read, "It came to pass the second day, after he had slain Gedaliah, no man knew it, that there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaven and their clothes rent, and having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them to the house of the Lord. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass, as he met them, he said unto them, 'Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam.' And it was so, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, slew them, and cast them into the midst of the pit, he and the men that were with him. But 10 men were found among them, that said unto Ishmael, 'Slay us not, for we have treasures in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey.' And so he forbare and slew them not among their brethren." In the common disaster, it would seem that the Ephraimites forgot the old jealousy. But the description of shaven beards and cutting themselves shows at once how they had departed from the law. See Leviticus 19 and Deuteronomy 14. Ishmael's weeping was apparently a hypocritical dissimulation of fellowship in the national grief over the fall of Jerusalem. The 10 men were spared because of the hidden treasure. It is noted that produce of all kinds was commonly stored in cisterns which were sealed and covered with earth and thus preserved indefinitely. As to the pit which Ishmael cast to the slain, we read, "Now the pit wherein Ishmael cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain by the side of Gedaliah, the same was that which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel. Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with them that were slain." On this, the Cambridge Bible has the following note: "By the side of Gedaliah." With the slightest possible change in the consonants of the Masoretic text, we may accept an almost certain correction and read, with the Septuagint, was a great cistern, that is a tank for the storage of water. Compare the tragic story of the well at Cawnpore in the Indian Mutiny. After these massacres, Ishmael took the remnants of the people that were left in Mizpah and fled to the Ammonites. But Johanan, the son of Kareah, pursued after him and overtook him by the great waters of Gibeon. Gibeon was a celebrated place in the land. In the days of Joshua, the Gibeonites made a league with Israel by fraud. Long afterwards, it was the scene of the great encounter between Abner's men and David's men by the pool of Gibeon, when all the 24 champions fell down together, 12 of each side. Wherefore the place was called Helkath Hazarim, the field of strong men, which is in Gibeon. The site, now the village of El Jib, is about a mile north of Mizpah. Here, Johanan and his avengers came upon the fugitive Ishmael and his people, and the captives that Ishmael was carrying off gladly revolted to Johanan. But Ishmael escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the Ammonites. It is thought that Baalis, king of the Ammonites, had designs of conquering Judah when he instigated the murder of Gedaliah by Ishmael. If so, it would seem that he had but a poor measure of the might of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. But although Johanan had put Ishmael to flight and recovered the captives, he dared not return to Mizpah. So they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Chimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt.